This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott.
Excellent.
Actually, with a qualifier, I must say.
And what's that?
Well, I'm noticing that I sometimes allow the busyness of the day to get the better of me. You know, there are always some things happening that are not necessarily what I want or what I like. And I get to remind myself, oh, yeah, that's the reality I'm creating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to remind myself, oh, yeah, I need to center. I need to focus. I need to not attract all these business issues that crop up, you know, a problem with an order or a phone call from somebody who is not in the best space, you know, upset people at times.
Hmm.
And it's not that we've caused it in such direct way, you know. Things mess up. I guess everybody's familiar with that, right?
Well, things always happen, and I think that it's kind of interesting you bring it up. A little bit different topic than we normally talk about, but I often tell people, you know, be careful what you wish for because you may get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, we want our business to grow and do really well and that sort of stuff. And, of course, when that happens, there are things change in terms of time. And I remember, like, I ran a number of grocery stores in previous lifetimes, and I remember being in one, and, you know, it was sort of February, March, and it was a small town, and there were no tourists that came at that time of year because it just poured rain, and it was quiet, and, you know, you'd walk around the store, and everything was perfect, you know, all the bottles were turned the right way, and shiny and clean, and then, of course, in August, the fishing fleet came, the tourists came, and the place, like, basically doubled or tripled in size in terms of population. And there'd be lineups to the back of the store. Every till would be open. It'd be absolute chaos. We'd be
shelves
running.
Shelves barely restocked.
Yeah, that's right. Forget it. Just throw it on the shelf, you know, as fast as you can, because people were pulling it off as fast as they could. And you know, and it was just like, forget about anything being neat and tidy and everything else. And oftentimes our lives are like that, where we have busy times and we have quieter times. So yeah, it's like, it's interesting when you look at it, wow, you know, like, business is going really good, all these things are going really well, but with them come things like more customer issues, more shipping issues, more, and
yeah,
we're not
just operational. Yeah.
Operational.
Yeah.
And we're not used to it.
Yep.
So it's good news.
Oh, it's good news. Life Enthusiast Co-op is definitely growing, which is probably going to be good for our customers. We've already experienced one of those wonderful things in the launching of the new product line, the Transderma Minerals.
That's right.
You know, the magnesium products that we were selling. We used to sell a gallon of magnesium oil for $120. In fact, our competition's still selling it for $120. We're now selling it for $45.
Nice. A whole gallon.
A whole gallon, yeah.
A third the price, practically.
Yes.
Nice.
And so of course, that's thanks to the volume purchasing that we're able to do and volume production and all of the advantages of getting it done at a greater efficiency, we're able to pass on to the consumer.
Nice.
We were, you know, for about 4 minutes, we were tempted to just keep the money in our pockets.
Hmm.
But then I said, no, we can't do that. What we need to do is treat our consumers as they would like to be treated.
Yes, that's right. Good. That's wonderful. The last couple of podcast episodes have been on a very interesting topic, I thought, the new natural cellular defense product that you've just launched. And I thought it would be good now to maybe take this podcast and just kind of go over it a little bit more, kind of sort of bookend it, because we talked about it in the first one, and then we had a bunch of doctors talking about different aspects of it in our last one.
Right.
And so And I have to, you know, I've been using it, and I have to say that I'm noticing, as did you, some pretty dramatic results.
Yes. No, did you have an initial detox reaction too?
Well, I've had a little bit the last couple of days. I've had a kind of interesting, and I don't actually really want to discuss it because it's not particularly, you know, polite company, but it was just...
Oh, well, lay it out. Let's see.
Well, you know, when you anybody, clean out, there's only a couple places where it comes out, right?
Right. Well, listen, this is episode 54. If people can't handle us by now, then
that's right.
We'll give up.
But I'm just noticing that I've been going to the bathroom like tons, and just it's not necessarily a lot coming out, but it's quite a bit different than what I'm used to seeing coming out.
Okay.
Like more... Well, we haven't actually talked about this, but it's just it just seems like my my colon, my digestive system is cleaning itself out.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's kind of like people talk about we've talked about is it hydrotherapy, where, you know, basically,
yep,
you know, you get the, I forget what they call it, but anyway, I've had that done, and I've talked to, you know, people, and I mean, you know way more about it than I do, but a lot of us, because of our poor eating habits over the decades, have all this stuff caked on the inside of our colon and our,
yes,
all that intestines and stuff, right? And
yeah, it's just sitting there waiting for the opportunity to finally be dumped.
Yeah, and so a number of people, like this lady that I went to, said, you know, usually people drop 10 pounds just from coming and seeing her, right? Because that's how much of this stuff is...
Come out.
Yeah, stuck in you, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times when you see people that have huge stomachs, it's not... A lot of that isn't actually fat. It's that hard crap, which
yeah,
is what it really is. It's just there, right? And so that what I'm seeing, like when I was younger, I traveled, and one of the places I went to was India. And when I was in India, I ran into some problems because of
food
and cleanliness and everything else. And it just was, you know, something that I ate, and it was unfortunate. But I learned that one way of really telling how you are doing is to look at your stool. And how, you know, if it's nice and it's firm and it floats and it's this and it's that, it's like, it's good, right?
Yeah.
And so I've just always, you know, just taken a quick look. Yeah, okay, it looks all right or whatever. Oh, ooh, it doesn't look very good. And made adjustments based on my observations. And what I'm observing now is it's kind of like, if you could imagine your intestine and the stuff caked on, it's not caked on and looking like an ordinary stool, right? It's basically kind of round and hard. And that's what I'm seeing kind of come out.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if we talked about this in our first podcast on the natural cellular defense or not, but you had mentioned that you overdid it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I made sure that I didn't overdo it, but I didn't underdo it either, right? I wasn't quite as enthusiastic as you, but I wasn't, you know, taking one drop. I was taking a few.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, on my side, you know, I've noticed it mostly in my urine.
Mm.
It's, you know, I drink plenty. You know, I drink structured water, so I'm in a good shape here. And as soon as I started taking the natural cellular defense, the color of the urine darkened, and the smell of it was just something else.
Wow.
You know, it's just, and it took maybe 2-3 weeks of that before it started dropping off to some kind of a background level again.
Hmm.
So the early stages were really quite a rich soup that was getting drained out of me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I certainly had no hesitation attesting to the fact that this stuff is working.
Right.
I have, you know, I am on a very, very good health program. You know, I take top grade stuff and I take plenty of it.
Yeah.
So, and yet when I added this to the picture, it certainly
made itself
very noticeable.
Made a huge difference.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
So, and you know, the biggest thing that it's getting out of me, I'm certain, is toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, toxic things, that's what causes cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not that cancer is caused by any one particular thing. It's really caused by lack of oxygen at the cellular level. But the lack of oxygen at the cellular level is actually caused by pollution that's blocking the oxygen from free flow and or arriving where it needs to arrive.
Yeah, and yeah, you're basically talking about our environment. You know, if you're walking down the street and cars are going by and trucks are going by, yep. Or the inside environment. I mean, there's a lot of people now are talking about, you know, the types of, well, we've changed the type of paint that we're allowed to put inside our homes, but, mm-hmm. you know, you've got all the stuff that's built somehow. And
yeah, well, the indoor environment, you know, where we have, we spend 8, 9, 10, some people more, hours in an office every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the carpets, where the carpets are gassing off, and all the computer equipment, and all the ozone that puts out, and all the electromagnetic radiation that comes off of it.
Yep.
And now, with the Wi-Fi, boy, that's another huge issue.
Right, cell phones, or
yep.
how cell phones transmit information through the air.
Right.
Those are all issues too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did not develop in that environment. So we're not adapted to it one bit.
Right.
But anyway, so speaking of the toxins, there certainly are many that get on board just by breathing the indoor office air or by walking around in places where coal-burning plants or natural gas-burning plants are putting out all these pollutants into the atmosphere. Yeah. So I guess to make it really simple is I can't think of anybody who's living in an industrialized world that shouldn't take this at least once a year for a month to do a cleanup.
One of the reasons I think that you're seeing the differences that you're seeing is, as we've talked about before, was you just had the mercury taken out of your mouth, right?
That's correct.
So there was probably, you've been fighting toxins. I mean, you're very sensitive to toxins, right? Or heavy metals.
30 years of that, yes.
Yeah. So, like, heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, those sorts of things, are they... There's a process of removing that from the body. It's called chelation.
Right.
Can you just sort of describe what that is? Because it sounds to me that that's a little bit like what the natural defense does.
In a sense, yes. Chelation is a process by which you will cause a reaction between one thing and another, meaning the toxic metal, wherever it sits, you're hoping that it will react with the compound that you're introducing into the body, and that compound will then allow that to be taken through the body out through the natural eliminative process, like liver and kidneys. Because the body will not touch a toxic metal or heavy metal molecule by itself. It's just so dangerous because it's so electropositive. You can imagine it as if it were it's sort of like a guy with a machine gun who shows up to fight a band of Indians who all only have spears and arrows, you know?
Right.
And so the only way they can possibly eliminate you, the fellow with the machine gun, is if 10,000 of them run at you all at once and just jump all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them will die because your firepower is so good, but finally, maybe, they'll just smother you, right?
Good analogy.
So that's what, you know, one molecule of mercury in your body is essentially behaving. You know, your vitamin C jumps at it, bang, taken out. You know, vitamin A, vitamin E, all of these, this whole team of vitamins and antioxidants and whatever you have is trying to deal with it. And all they're doing is they're not accomplishing anything because the mercury continues to remain untouched, unreacted. So that's where the chelation comes in, where you introduce an agent so powerful and potent that it actually will bind to the molecule of mercury. so that it turns from an electropositive to a either neutral or electronegative element that could be taken out through the natural pathways without causing intense havoc.
Right, right.
And so the zeolites, the virus natural cellular defense, works in a similar principle, but by means of these electronegative cages. What they do is they essentially trap the electropositive pollution that's in your body.
Interesting.
So rather than having a chemical reaction, this is a physical reaction. It just, you know, is attracted to it electrically and gets mechanically taken out of the place where it is and hidden inside the cage. And since the cage has got an overall electronegative charge, your body doesn't have a problem with it and allows it to flow through.
Cool.
It's sort of like a sponge, you know? It's like a sponge with holes that is able to pull in these bits of unwanted toxic matter. And these could be viruses, and these could be parasites, and these could be the toxic metals. So the cleanup is very effective. In fact, I was just talking to a friend. He was doing a chelation therapy. The doctor was charging him $150 per session, and the minimum was 35 sessions to do it.
35 you know, to do it. Sessions?
Yeah, the program required 35 sessions.
So it's a $5,000 program.
Yes, it's a $5,000 program.
Wow.
So I said to him, well, look at here. I'll send you a 3-pack of the Wyora Natural Cellular Defense. And that was $150, and that's his 1 month supply, and it's the equivalent of 4 sessions that would have cost him $600.
Yeah.
So he says, I'm ahead by a huge margin.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is every bit as good, apparently.
Nice.
So yeah, so it's a saving, and you don't have to sit there for 1.5 hours with an intravenous, drip, getting all these things dripped inside of your body and all that. So, toxins, huh? It's interesting how it ties right back into the intro that I started talking about, which has to do with toxic thoughts.
Yes, that's right.
I would like to have some emotional sponges to come inside of me so that I am able to mop up any toxic thoughts just as they come up.
Maybe you just need to take a couple more drops.
Yes, a couple more drops. You know what's an interesting thing? After these years, I've come to realize that toxic bodies do produce toxic thoughts. The more polluted and acidic people get, the more they're prone to miserable, depressed, unfriendly thought processes and interactions. Because 9 days out of 10, I'm waking up these days with just a joyful expectation of what good things my day is going to bring. And I completely assign it to the change from essentially a acidic body to essentially alkaline body.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it works both ways, right? If your body is very toxic and your energy level's down and you're not feeling all that good, then how can you think, you know, beautiful, loving thoughts? It's hard. I mean, you can, obviously, but it's hard, right?
Well, you're naturally driven towards the miserable thoughts, the depressed concepts. So
yeah.
I would even venture to guess, I mean, of course we can't make it as a claim, but I would venture to guess that when you clean up your body and get rid of a whole bunch of toxins, if you may have suffered with depression, you will not anymore.
Mm-hmm. What a nice thought that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I noticed on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website there was some results of some research that was done on the zeolite, which of course is what's in the natural cellular defense. And I thought I would just comment or mention a few of the highlights of the research that has been done so far, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Before I do, the person that did it talked about, because we were talking about a toxic environment, right?
Yeah.
You know, so even if you do eat organic and you do eat fresh and you do eat live food and it's raw and it's all these sort of things, and what you're putting in your mouth is good, what's in the environment and in our water, you know, if you bathe or if you're in the rain or whatever, you know, also get absorbed into the body, right? So this person was saying there are some 70,000 chemicals being dumped into our environment. 65,000 of these are potentially hazardous to our health. Mm-hmm. So we live in a virtual sea of pollutants and carry them within these toxins within us. And then this is what amazed me. They can be even found in unborn children. And then you think a child is in the perfect environment. Unborn baby is in the perfect environment. But a 2004 study by the Environmental Working Group identified 287 industrial chemicals in babies' umbilical cord blood, including 180 that are known to cause cancer and 217 that are toxic to the brain and nervous system. So what, I mean, if that isn't just a total indictment of our environment, what we've done to it, I really don't know what is, when, you know, babies who haven't even come out of their mom yet have, you know, hundreds of chemicals in them already that we know are not good to have, right? What a way to start off life.
Yeah, it is quite sad, actually, because this is a very large-scale experiment that we're running, this industrialized society. I mean, on one side, we're doing so great. You know, we're introducing all these comforts and all these advantages, and, you know, we can feed so many more people because of the industrial advances, and we can clothe us better, and we live in so much more comfort. I mean, I don't really want to give up my living room for a cave, you know?
Right.
But on the other side of it, we have not managed the full cycle. We have not taken care of not dumping the toxins into the general environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not suggesting that the research is not suggesting that these levels are at the cancer-causing levels already, other than, you know, they are detectable.
Right.
Still, it won't take too long before they are at high level. I mean, take example of autism, right?
Yeah.
I mean, autistic kids, in general, are those that have been polluted, either in utero, in the mother, or by some kind of an assault, typically in an injection. You know, frequently it's mercury immune shot or something like that.
In a vaccine.
Yeah, vaccination. Anyway, you are going to go ahead and read some more of these bits and pieces as they relate to the toxins.
Yeah, the page it goes on to say the results of research on zeolite are very impressive. It appears to prevent and may become an important treatment for cancer. In one study, 78% of the 65 participants with terminal cancer, all types of different types of cancers, I guess, are now in complete remission for 12 months. And that was a study that was done by LifeLink Pharmaceuticals in 2005.
Right.
It has
LifeLink is the original inventor of the zeolite. Mm-hmm. Wyora is licensing the technology.
Oh, from LifeLink.
Yes.
Cool. Zeolite has a chelation-like effect in removing heavy metals, particularly lead, mercury, cadmium, and arsenic, pesticides, herbicides, PCBs, and other toxins from the bodies. These toxins are strongly correlated with the occurrence of lots of different diseases, cancers, neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, autism, and dementia.
Yep.
And I thought also that it was interesting, because we're talking right now of something that you just, you know, put a couple drops in a glass of water, drink it, and away you go. Pretty simple, pretty easy. And but it was used during the Chernobyl disaster, where tons of it were taken and used to remove radioactive, now, cesium, it was
cesium,
and strontium-90 before they contaminated local water system. So, of course, I guess they were concerned that the local water would get contaminated, and they used zeolite to stop that, which is like, holy smokes.
Yeah, because zeolite has this phenomenal absorption or absorbing capacity to bind toxins within itself.
And you see, it'll be very interesting to see how you are in very, very shortly, because according to testimonials, zeolite promotes a sense of well-being, clarity, and happiness. So I think this emotional stuff you've been talking about today appears to be going away very, very quickly.
Well, you know, we talk about detox and cleansing reactions, right?
That's right.
Every time you pull something out of the place where it's hiding, it first comes up, you know, hits you in the face. And then it's dealt with, and then it's eliminated.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Zeolite also neutralizes the formation of nitrosamines in the stomach.
That's pronounced nitrosamines, right?
Nitrosamines. I see. I can never pronounce strange words.
Yeah,
found in processed meats, they're one cause of stomach cancer. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, these nitrosamines is... You remember how you heard about the nitrates or nitrites being bad for you because they're in salami and all of that in wieners?
Yeah.
Well, when they react with amino acids, that's the metabolites that they form. And that's the stuff that actually causes the carcinogenic effect of the wieners or whatever. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. So anyway, there's lots of information on the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast about zeolite and natural cellular defense, and I think it's fascinating reading personally and well worth taking the time to go through it.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, for anybody who's at all curious, you know, we get two types of customers calling. One calls and says, just tell me what I need to do.
Right.
And the other one is more rational. They say, well, okay, fine and good, but can you support those statements with some serious science? And so we have food for both. You know, I can open up with saying, you ought to take this. And the other one is, here is why. And we have the here is why there in glorious technical detail.
That's right. If you want any information about any of these things, it just goes on and on and on almost forever. So that's one of the wonderful things about the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, in my opinion. It's just such a storehouse of information.
Yeah. Here's an interesting thing that came up. Just the other day, somebody called me up and said, did you know that Wyara is being sued? So I had to go and look into that. And lo and behold, it is being sued. It's being sued by the grantor of the license. So I called the head office to ask, well, what's up with that? And he said, well, you know, we made a deal, and now that we've made such a success of it, the license holder, or pardon me, the license issuer, is not happy with how much he's getting. But deal is a deal, isn't it? So they're suing each other over whether this was or was not a deal done in good faith. But as far as that goes, it has everything to do with money and nothing to do with the product quality or any issue there that it relates to.
So they're all human beings after all, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that it does come up, you know.
Yeah.
And it didn't take somebody more than a week checking into it to find it and call and say, Martin, we have a problem. But, in fact, we don't.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've come to the end of another fascinating Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Martin, do you have any last comments before we sign off?
Well, just to wrap it up, I would recommend to everyone to stand on guard of their consciousness, to only allow thoughts that are in harmony with the with the purpose that everybody wants to set out to. You know, we do design our days, we do design our lives. Our thoughts will create our emotions, and our emotions will control our states, and our states will essentially dictate what our life's going to turn out like. In fact, I would even venture to say that emotions are responsible for 80% of the health problems that most anyone shows up with.
Mm.
So it starts at the thought level, and it's controlled in great degree by the purity or the toxicity levels that we have, both at the, as thoughts or in the organism on the whole.
Right.
So I just feel so blessed that finally I saw the light and said, I don't care that this is a network marketing company. I just have to get it.
get it and get it out to the world.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's a two-way street, We have, we want to have good thoughts and everything else, and then that, of course, has a positive impact on our body. And if we put good things into our body, it has a positive impact on our thoughts. And I know from conversations you and I have had in private the odd time that there are, some people that say, oh, you're just trying to sell stuff on your site or on your podcast, because you have a lot of information on your site, right? And
sure.
There's opportunities for people to read and read and read, and then it's kind of like, well, yeah, but then you want to sell this stuff, and why not just, tell people they can just think good thoughts and be fine? And sometimes, that'll work, and sometimes that won't work, and it all depends on lots of different factors. And I think it's really important that we not neglect. I'm a Libra, and so I'm all about balance, right? If I don't go for my walk, I don't feel, my body doesn't feel very good. It doesn't get its exercise. My mind doesn't feel very good because it doesn't get to go out and be in the beautiful fresh air by the mountain streams and all the rest of it. And so, it's important for me to go and do that. And at the same time, it's important for me to eat well, because if I just eat McDonald's hamburgers, then it doesn't matter how much walking I'm going to do, probably I'm not going to be in very good shape. So I think it's important that when people are looking at, what sort of life do they want and how do they want to have the best life that they can have, that they be open to what they put into their body and also what they put into their mind.
Right on. Actually, as you're speaking, that reminded me, I have had a number of exchanges with people who are writing to me to unsubscribe to the newsletter, and they're saying, well, all you're trying to do is sell me stuff. I subscribed to an informational newsletter, and all you're trying to do is sell me stuff. And it's interesting, because every message that we send out has an educational component that's about half of the page, and the other half is a commercial message indeed. And to me, that seemed like an excellent balance, because we, after all, only stay in business when we sell something. And so we can't just simply put out free information, unless these people would like to send us donations for just the information. It just won't happen.
That's
anyway,
right.
So it was interesting for me to notice that whatever these folks focus on, even though that newsletter is balanced about 50-50, they have focused on the fact that there is a commercial message attached to it, and they just hurts their sensitivities.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting too is the commercial part of it is at the end, right? So,
yes.
It's not like you have to wade through all this text about why you should buy something before you get any good information. The good information is front and center, and then it's very clear. Here's a commercial. Here's the information, and then here's something that relates to that information. It's not like we talk about, I don't know what it could, some problem, and then we give you tell people to go buy some product that has nothing to do with it, right?
Yes, it's related and it's helpful, but anyway, so there we are. Some people have been sensitized to perceive or look for the negativity. I guess it goes right back to, is the glass of water half full or half empty?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, as soon as you start seeing the water glass as half full, the world starts behaving differently towards you and treating you differently, and it's the toxins again.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So we've come
enough
to
of this philosophy.
Enough of this philosophy. You can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com to get more information on all sorts of different things, but really encourage you to take a look at the Wyora products, which if you click on manufacturers and then go down to the bottom to Wyora, there's lots of information there, doctor's reports, autism information, NCD results. It's just fascinating reading. And basically all we're asking you to do is do your research and check it out. And, you know, we have so many people dying of different diseases that I don't think it's necessary, and I think you would agree with me, Martin, but we need to do something about it, and you can do something about it. So that's that. Martin, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you personally, how could they do that?
Well, they can call the company line at 1-866-543-3388, or there's a phone ringing on my desk. That's 775-299-4661. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific, I'm willing to take the calls.
Great. And if you've enjoyed our episode today, we have over 50 other ones that are chock full of interesting information on all sorts of different alternative health issues. And you can listen to them at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And when you're there, you can subscribe to them and get them downloaded onto your iPod automatically if you so choose. And you can leave comments there as well. So if you have any questions or any comments that you want to leave about our podcast, we'd love to hear from you. And oftentimes we'll talk about them in upcoming podcasts or even try and deal with the issues. So if you've got topics that you'd like to know more about, let us know and we'll see if we can't include them in an upcoming podcast.
Which reminds me, we need to start talking about the aging male syndrome.
The aging male syndrome?
Yeah, that has been coming up in several phone calls that I've been getting lately. So this is a pre-announcement. Watch for the aging male syndrome in the next podcast or two.
Okay. As an aging male, I'm kind of concerned about what this syndrome would be.
Oh, you'll be amused. I'm not going to give it away now. But
all right.
Tell you.
Good.
Anyway, okay. Let's close it up for today.
That's right. So, see you later, everybody. And Martin, you've got the last 2, 4, 6, 8 words.
Okay, folks, this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you so much for listening.